The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Today is 16th of June, 7:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
We were having problems with the microphones yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Three of them all of a sudden just started going wacko on us. But Pat came in. It sounds like he fixed everything. So what national day we got today?
It's National Fudge Day, if you like fudge.
Yeah.
And then that's really it.
That's it.
National weeks is Animal Rights Awareness Week.
Well, okay.
And it's Universal Father's Week.
Okay. All right. We can get with that. It's warm out there, my friends. Extreme heat warning now. Sunny and a high near 104 today. I think it was 107, 108 yesterday. Tonight, it's going to go all the way down to 73. Now, Wednesday, 102. Thursday, it starts cooling off, 98. And then Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 89, 91 on Saturday, 97 on Sunday, and 98 on Monday. So the triple digits, we'll have 102 tomorrow, and then it just starts dropping and actually get into the 80s and at night in the 60s. So that's good news. But it's still hot. So when you go out there and you're going to take your dog for a walk, put your hand down on the pavement. And if it's burning your hand, it's going to burn your dog's feet. So keep them in the grass or go early. Linda was out this morning at 6:30 taking Buford the Wonder Dog up to the park. So the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They provide outstanding service to their customers, Shasta Gas Propane. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Tom Mahan, who is a local business owner. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good this morning. Thank you.
I insulted him already by saying, is that an Irish name? It's a Scottish name. It's a Scottish name, Laud. And that's about as good as I get at my Scottish impression there. Halfway through my impressions, they all somehow end up sounding German. I don't know why that is. But anyway. So, Tom, tell us a little bit about you. You're the one that you have Diamond Coat.
Yeah.
Roofing.
Roof restoration.
And we're going to talk about that. So tell us a little bit about you.
So I am a third-generation Shasta County kid. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised here, went to school here, played sports here. Now I have my own kids that are doing the same.
That's cool.
Started this restoration business, and here I go.
Okay, I see you're wearing a 2026 Oregon Wrestling Classic. Were you a wrestler when you were coming up?
I actually was not. I got into wrestling after I was out of school.
Really?
But my kids are really into wrestling, yeah.
So you got into wrestling after school?
Yeah.
That's kind of unusual, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you mean after high school and then...
After college, yeah.
After,
yeah.
So you didn't wrestle in high school or college?
Nope.
And then, well, what got you... I mean, I'm going to... move forward on this, but that's really interesting. Because wrestling is an individual sport, but it is a tough sport. It is incredibly...
the hardest.
Well, I'm sure there's some bull riders that will talk to you about that. But as far as consistent abusing your body and the physical conditioning you've got to be in, it is a tough sport.
Yeah. So I think... I actually got into MMA and when I was, just training MMA in my
oh, really?
My younger adult years, and I remember you college wrestlers coming in to get some workouts in, and it would just come in and just put it on.
Yeah.
You know, their pace, their conditioning,
sure,
their discipline, and it just got me thinking. Long story short, when I started really studying wrestling and understanding wrestling at a deeper level, everything that it takes to be successful in wrestling, it takes to be successful in life. And I think it should be paramount for every boy in this country to go through, at least for a little while, because it just teaches high character and all of the things like
discipline.
Discipline.
And tenacity and sticking to it.
Yeah.
I firmly agree. I think every child we have, boys or girls, should get into a contact sport.
Yeah.
For a year or two in their life. Mm-hmm. It's okay to get punched in the face. Guess what? You're going to live.
Yeah.
Those kind of things. And you can come back.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a wonderful idea, Tom. MMA. So did you get involved with that?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit? So what did you think about, I don't know if you watched it, the 250th at the White House?
I did.
So did I, my wife. And so what everybody is hinging on is one guy's one more line comment about Ms. Obama, Michelle Obama. Everybody focused on that instead of what a wonderful night that was for America, which is a shame. Okay.
Yeah.
You have, I could talk about this for a while.
Me too.
Yeah. You have Diamond Coat Roofing Restoration. What is that?
It's the long and skinny of it. It's a product and a service that allows a long overdue option for homeowners. And the timing's right based off of the financial situations we're in right now, having to live, especially in the state. An option to when your roof does start to get old and you start to lose granules and you start to see the shiny stuff popping through, the days of a roofer coming in and say, well, check the box, time for a new one. I'm able to get you out of that.
Write me a check for $20,000.
Or more.
Or more.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is your business? I mean, you go up and you inspect a roof. It's getting aged.
Mm-hmm.
You can extend the life of that roof.
Yeah.
Indefinitely. It sounds like.
Yeah. Well, the reality is, I can make it to where you never will have to re-roof again.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a big statement.
Yeah, it is. But it's an honest one. And when you understand shingles and how they work, especially relative to extreme environments like ours in Northern California.
Oh, yeah, the heat.
Especially the heat and then the cold, the constant movement of the shingles. And, there's a great company that's been in business since the 60s that I got involved with, making incredible products for this exact thing. We offer a service that's much, much different than kind of one of the roof restorations pitches that most people have heard of, which is more of a soy oil based, rehydrate your shingle, make it look newer type of a situation, which is good. But mine's a lot different than that.
Well, now the soy oil that they sell, if I understand this right, it'll make it look better.
Yeah.
But it will wear out a lot faster.
Yeah.
Sometimes within, probably a couple years, but maybe even sooner than that.
Yeah. So if you were just to take a super thin piece of asphalt.
Yeah.
Like, not quite paper thin, but the thickness of a shingle.
Yeah.
And you spray it with some salad dressing or something, and you put it out in the sun for a summer. And you come back and look at it at the end. That's kind of what it is in a nutshell.
Okay.
And yes, it does. But what it comes down to is granule loss for our area. The granules that come.
And everybody knows your shingles got granules on them.
Yeah.
That's what kind of gives protection and all this is the way the granules are put on in the shingles.
Yeah.
And so just covering it up with a oil base doesn't really last.
Yeah, so the granules are kind of the lifeblood of the shingle, and like the wife in a relationship. Once those go, everything starts to deteriorate.
Yeah.
And And so you have to find a way to lock those in, because when the granules go, the shingle goes rapidly. And so the difference between what my product is, and I offer several services, some more in-depth than what we're talking about now, but and I think we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But what it comes down to is the oil will get into a dehydrated asphalt and kind of make it look newer, darker.
Sure.
But it doesn't really do anything for the granules itself. The diamond coat acrylic restoration actually will for the most part partially get into those that porous dehydrated asphalt, but also cover it with an actual coating.
But you're putting it on as a hard coating.
Yeah, an acrylic it's a flexible. Coating.
Yeah.
It's a flexible, all right, breathable acrylic coating, yeah.
Hey, I'm here with Tom Mahan from Diamond Coat Roofing Restoration, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play. 'Cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at CascadeTheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding for their story time books for families in the local area.
Big thing is with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindebaugh, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. I'm here with Tom Meehan, who is the owner and of Diamond Coat Roofing Restoration. And we're talking about, instead of replacing your roof, why not coat your roof with an acrylic that will serve the same purpose, but is somewhat less expensive, you could say. At what, if you're going out to look at your roof, most of us don't do that. You know, there's a roof. What should we be looking at?
One is the easy one, is when you start seeing a lot of granules in below the downspouts, assuming your gutters are clean, which most people's aren't.
Of course not.
But when the granules start to pop off the shingle, like I said earlier, yeah, that's the lifeblood of a shingle.
Right.
When those go, everything goes. But when you start to see granule build up at the bottom of a downspout on your ground, that's a sign.
Okay.
When you come outside and you look up and you can see shiny, some of the resins and additives that they put in these asphalt shingles, and you can see that shimmer and shine. That's two things. That's the granules are gone, otherwise you wouldn't be able to see the shine. And two, the asphalt of the shingle has been dehydrated to the point where you're starting to see the additives and the resins that they put in there for performance to start to ooze out and expose themselves.
Okay.
Now there's one phase left. When you stop, when you get past the point of the shiny stuff, and then you start to see the fiberglass, and that's kind of the that's the threads inside the shingle.
Yeah.
When you see that, you're looking at, you know, you've got trouble in the next 3 to 5 years if you don't address it.
Okay, yeah. So your process then just negates all that.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, so just so everybody that's listening that can understand, let's just say, oh, wow, I've got, you know, piles in every downspout of granules.
Yeah.
Every, you know, after the summer, this, you know, the UV rays, the heat rays, they come in there and they loosen all that stuff. And then when the rains come after each summer, you've got a little bit less roof left. And then you start to see this. So basically what I would do is, let's just say you've got, you know, 40, 60% granule loss on your roof.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come in there, I'll treat it, I'll prep it. Clean it off so my product sticks and it gets into the actual shingle. And then it, you know, for lack of a better term, it creates this jacket that's clear. It mm-hmm. makes your roof look a lot nicer and newer. But it holds the granules in place, and it's actually what's taking the abuse from the sun itself. And it seals, so you're, you know, maybe you've got a really old shingle and it's slowly leaking. It's got a slow leak of water going in through the shingle into your felt paper that's underneath the shingle, and then
sure.
into your sheeting, your roof. You know, this stuff also, it seals, so it sheds water a lot faster, as well as holding everything in place.
So if I understand this right, I get to a certain point in my roof, mm-hmm. you can come up there, you power wash it or something yeah. to get it clean, and then you coat it with this acrylic that seals everything.
Clear acrylic
yeah. that seals everything.
Yeah.
And it's like having, well, it's like having a new roof, it sounds like.
Well, it's more like taking the roof you have.
Yeah.
And instead of it getting worse,
yeah.
it presses pause.
Okay.
No more.
So you're holding what you have.
Yeah.
But it's not going to get any worse.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have the leaks. You don't have the granules, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense because that's why you put acrylic on things, is protect them so from wear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how long does your acrylic last?
So we have, for the acrylic coatings and treatments, we have a 7-year American-made written warranty I mean, it's guaranteed for 7 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it can go well beyond that.
I mean, realistically, it'll go well
beyond that. You're doing a 7 year, if you're doing a 7 year warranty, that means it could, well, it could go on for a long time.
Go on for a long time, and it does.
And it does. Now, how many homes have you done like this or been associated with? I know it's
hundreds.
Hundreds?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How long have you had your business?
This will be the third year, but before I actually went out on my own, I was working with a local alternative energy solar contractor.
Yeah.
Actually doing ceramic elastomeric roof restoration, which is more of a cool roof, heat reflective stuff. And it, you know, from that, it all kind of evolved into what I'm doing now.
Okay.
But this product is on millions of square foot of shingle roofs in Texas and in Florida.
Okay.
Similar climates, obviously more wet, but hot.
Yeah. Hotter, and you get in Texas. Okay, so the cost for a new roof, $20,000 to $30,000.
Yeah.
Yours obviously is less than that.
The third or less.
A third or less,
yeah.
Depending on the size of the roof.
Well, it depends. A lot of it depends on the amount of prep. Some people have most roofs have a lot of moss, lichen growth, algae that I have to clean off, which takes. So a little bit of time,
right?
And that messes with the price based off how long I have to be there at the job. But,
sure.
But other than that, if you had a clean roof, this is super cost effective.
Okay, so this also prevents algae and anything else and the moss from getting on because moss grows everywhere.
It does. We inject a herbicide into it. A low VOC herbicide, and what it does is it kills the food source. It doesn't allow.
Because
you got to kill the food source from that. So that's its whole thing, obviously. So when you kill the food source, it doesn't come back. Yeah.
So how long does it take you? Let's just say 2,000 square foot house. Mm-hmm. How long would that take you to do a job like that?
A normal, just normal algae.
Yeah, just nothing extraordinary.
If I started on Monday, I'd be out of there by Thursday or Friday, depending on how smooth things went.
Yeah. And how do you put the acrylic on? Is it like you roll it on or spray it?
I spray it. I have a special gun.
Oh, okay.
I use an airless sprayer. But there's a whole other game within the game of how to run the pressure on the first coat and how to bring in the second coat. But long story short, on how I apply it is, I use an airless like a paint machine.
Okay.
Airless paint machine.
All right. Okay. So. Your roof's getting up there in age. Somebody calls you, you go up and give them an estimate, obviously, but you can also tell them what kind of shape the roof's in.
Yeah, I go in there, I give them a free consult. I go in there, what I do is...
Free consult. Okay.
Free consult. I go up there and I take actual, video with my phone, and I'll come down off of the roof when I'm done after measuring or whatever, and then I'll show them, hey, this is, on your south-facing aspect, this is...
So even when you get to the point where you got the fiberglass showing, you can seal it, and so they don't have to worry about it getting any worse.
Yeah, so I can usually when it's if we've got a roof that's got a lot of that exposure, like a mostly fiberglass exposure.
Yeah,
I'll go beyond my acrylic. I'll go to my full blown ceramic elastomeric restoration product, which is different. But the key to that is the roof has got to be able to breathe, which is where both of my products are really, really nice. And the fact that you can protect the roof from almost everything. And you can get a warranty from 7 to 20 years. But they've been working on this since the 60s. So, the permeability, which is how well it breathes, the product breathes, is super important. And that's where my product thrives. I guess a way to contrast what my statement is anybody can go and coat their roof with silicone or some type of paint.
Oh, yeah.
But if you don't let it breathe, you're going to start seeing all kinds of bad stuff happen inside your attic and inside your home.
Oh, that makes sense too. It's got to be able to, got to be able to breathe, like you say. Environmental and biological resistance, fire and temperance resistance. Is it resistant to fire?
Very resistant. Yeah.
Well, that's a big selling point around here. Mold and allergy resistance. Okay. Now, what haven't I asked you?
Well, outside of the clear acrylic, roof shingle restoration. I also do a ceramic based elastomeric series of heavy duty restoration, and that's, you know, this is a full blown paint, if you will, specifically designed for roofs, small commercial, residential, where, let's just say, the same 2,000 roof you mentioned, square foot roof you mentioned earlier, a homeowner's like, well, you know, we're no trees, we no shade, we're completely exposed to the sun in the summertime, and our house is getting hot. Our AC's running nonstop.
But I just told you.
Yeah, right, right. And so what I'll do is I'll actually come in there, and we'll put a ceramic base, you know, and by the time it dries on the roof, it's anywhere from 20 to 22 millimeters thick, dry thickness. It's, you know, it reflects 92 to almost all of the heat off of the roof itself, which prevents solar loading. And I'll install, you know, either attic fans or whole house fans. So the small amount of heat that does get in there.
You can do that too.
Yeah, all of that heat.
You can do the whole thing.
Yep. And so it's basically like, as far as utility offsetting, it's like it can be the equivalent of putting a small solar system on your house, as well as keeping the roofers out of there and having to write a check for a new roof. So
this is
a lot of great options.
I had no idea, but the ceramic thing, because I mean ceramic coating and stuff. I mean that's like nothing gets through that.
Nothing.
And so you can do that. The big thing, my friends, what I just heard is that the way it reflects the heat out, then the heat doesn't get into your house and, you know, into your insulation, and then it, you know, then it loads and it just keeps sharing with your house the rest of the night. So this can prevent that too. And all of this for much less than a new roof would cost.
Yeah, even for the more in-depth ceramic-based stuff, it's still, you know, less than half the cost of what a new roof would be in most cases. And when I say most, like 90% of homes that do this is still significantly less than half of what a roof would cost.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And I think one thing, you know, that if now that I got a chance to be on the radio is for people to understand the way that this whole, especially if you live in this hot area, is
sure.
You know, that roof of yours is getting to 160 to 180 degrees. And what happens is that heat travels through the shingles into your roof, into your walls, into your insulation. Throughout the course of the summer, your home is preheated, solar loaded. And your AC is just, you know, fighting with that constantly.
It's fighting and losing battle.
Yeah. And so, you know.
So what you've done is you've taken that heat out.
Yeah.
And so then it cuts back on your air conditioning and all this. This sounds like just a great idea, first of all, but something that will save people money over the long run, especially as we know, especially you guys out in PGE. Country out there, it's going to save. It could save you thousands of dollars a year. Yeah. It would pay for itself, and this is just my opinion because I've just met Tom, but seems to me that could pay for itself in a year.
It could. We've got a really cool place that we did out near Jones Valley, near Shasta Lake.
Yeah.
There's a lady in a single wide mobile home. At first, we went and did the, she's just swamp cooler, right? Swamp cooler, no shade trees, 100 degree home in the summertime, you know, 90 to 100 degrees inside of her home.
Yeah.
We put the roof, you know, we put a bright white roof coat, thick roof coat on to reflect the heat off of the roof. Well, she's seen like a, you know, 5 to 8 degree drop just off of the roof. We went back and did the walls, and sometimes she shuts her swamp cooler off at night in the summertime.
Well, what color is the ceramic?
Well, the ceramic, it's tintable.
Clear?
First of all, it's tintable.
Right.
So it comes white, and we call it titanium white because if you don't, you know, like a lot of people will pick a color to match their home.
Yeah.
Or match the color of their existing shingle.
Yeah.
But if you don't, if you just get it the stock white, we call it titanium white.
Yeah.
You can actually see this at a certain angle. You can see the ceramics in the white. It's very bright to your eyes.
Right. So what people could, because we have a gray shingles, we could get it tinted that way.
Thousands of color options.
Thousands of color options.
We use the Benjamin Moore color codex.
Oh, okay.
So
okay. All right, Tom, how do people get a hold of you?
Usually they so for the most part, my business has been word of mouth, which is, I think, is the best way. But so they call normally 530-941-9035. or my website, which is www.diamond-coat.com.
Which is what I'm on right now.
Which is what you're on right
now. And a lot of information. But you might think about when you're here, maybe you're only at 20 years, but at the things that Tom's offering that's going to save you money over the, you know, yeah, well, I don't need another roof for another 8-10 years. Oh, maybe these coatings are going to save you money. And so you won't need a, first of all, you won't need a roof in 8 to 10 years, much less price. And then if you go into the ceramic thing, we'll save you thousands of dollars over that next 5, 8, 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, good. Tom.
Well, the cool thing about the ceramic thing is, too, is because it's such a tough, long-lasting product, we offer 20-year warranties on that.
Wow.
I mean, it's a, that's a, and that's a big deal, right? That, I mean,
yeah.
We're covering that for 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's made in America, so it's a really good option. It's a really cool product.
Cool. Okay. I'll have you back on again in a couple months.
Okay.
You know, and this is a good time to do it, people. Well, it's not good for him because he's up there dying up on the roof. This is a good time to do it because you can save yourself. You may save your, you know, may pay for, you know, half of it or whatever by the end of the summer if you get that ceramic coating on something like that. Okay. It's, the number again is 530-941-9035. Diamond Coat Roofing Restoration. Tom, thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We got Korean veterans.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out this.
Oh, I went up there with Johnny Baker, who was one of our members for years and years. But anyway, he said that He has a hard time even getting into bed, and he had to sleep in a couch one night.
Okay. But
anyway.
Well, wait a minute. Before we get started, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, I didn't know about Frank until right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's Frankie is a treasure to our community. I think we should have a street named after the guy. Dick Wilkinson is the most generous man in this town. Dick Wilkinson is on every single committee to help people. He's with the Lions. He does the Salvation Army setup that he does at his house every Christmas. He backs everybody. We have two icons in our community. That's Dick. Well, actually, it's Fran. And that's Frank, and actually, it's Diana. But we have these two pillars in our community. We should have a day for them. And I'm not joking around. I know, Carl, you and I have talked about this a little bit. Dick, I want to thank you for everything you do for everybody. You are awesome. You are the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And there is nobody that is more generous and helps in this community as an individual more than Dick Wilkinson, and that is by a long shot.
And you know what? And let me pile on this and tell you, you know, that Frank Rose, and you may not know Frank Rose, but he drives his white car with all these flags all over it. And he's, what, 92?
93.
He's right behind
me.
And you are?
94.
And these guys are out, just like Terry says. They are volunteering. They sell nobody sells more raffle tickets than Dick Wilkinson. Let me tell you, nobody. And to raise money for nonprofits and supporting our veterans in so many different ways. And you know what? You're right. They deserve a day that we can come out and just thank them.
I think that we should have one in Reading. I think it should be brought forth to the City Council and the Board of Supervisors that we have a day for the Wilkinsons and the Roses. And I think we should have a street named after each one of them because that's how much they do. And I'm not exaggerating, and Carl, you know this. And Frankie, your Steelers are going to go this year, buddy. We're rooting for you. And, I mean, we have treasures here, and these two gentlemen are the best. So from my wife and I and a lot of us that have talked about this, Dick, we love you. Thank you, and Fran, for everything you do. Frankie, we love you. You and Diana, thank you for everything you do, and God bless you.
And totally, this is a very much a bipartisan, acclamation for these because it's the whole community they work for. There's no political bias. There's nothing. It's not even. It doesn't even raise its head. It's them doing things for our community.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Terry. Sometimes we forget to thank people.
Thanks for the kind words.
Okay. All right. Dick.
Yes.
Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You want to get your watch repaired. You want to have jewelry designed. You want to have your jewelry repaired. You name it. Stones cut. The whole enchilada is at Four Winds Jewelry. Been in the business over 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Just really good people with a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Linda, who is a true connoisseur of jewelry, this is the only place she shops at. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 4 years in a row because they are locally owned, locally operated, good people, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Fall classes start August 17. Visit shastacollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at CascadeTheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Everybody calls the state alliance.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by ShastaRegional.com. That's their website. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. Yeah, both full-time and part-time. Competitive benefits for both. Tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and much more. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. You can get more information at ShastaRegional.com. I'm here with Dick Wilkinson, local hero.
Yeah, I'd like to mention that I'm the commander of local chapter of Korean War Veterans Association, and we have a lunch meeting every third Saturday at the Country Waffle, which is coming up this coming Saturday, the 20th. And I'm not sure who our guest speaker is. Frank Rose does something for me that I should be doing, but he always arranges a guest speaker. So
he does that. He goes around from radio station to radio station. He sets up, 6 hours of public service stuff.
He knows lots of people, and he does that for me. And I'm not sure right now who the guest speaker is, but I write the agenda for the meeting before it starts, probably the day or tomorrow to write the agenda, and I'll find out who the guest speaker is. But anyway.
But wait a minute. This is not just, it's for Korean veterans. It's anybody that served in Korea. It's not just the Korean War.
Or anybody who would like to drop in and see what we're about, have lunch with us.
I think I've got enough, riding time in Korea, deployed time in Korea, probably get that Korean. Service medal.
You should come join us and come to our lunch meeting.
Well, okay.
We accept.
You do it on Saturdays.
We accept people from the Marine Corps. You know that.
Well, you gotta spruce the place up somehow.
Yeah. Anyway, the meeting starts at 12. It should arrive at 11 o'clock. We're gonna have lunch. We got about 11.
Yeah. Okay. What else you got going there? Besides the meeting Saturday, and be there about 11, 11:30, lunch, and then the meeting.
I've been a member of the California Rifle Pistol Association for years. I don't know when I joined it. My membership number on has 4 digits, 8723. Now they have 7 digits, but about 5 years ago they started local chapters called Shasta County Gun Owners, and all the, we're having a gun raffle. There's 3 guns. It's a rifle, a 9mm handgun, and a Winchester 12-gauge shotgun. And tickets are only $10. And one ticket, you have 3 chances. They're going to pull 3 tickets. The first ticket they pull, they're going to call the person, and that person gets to pick the gun they want. And so there's 2 guns left in the second ticket. So one $10 ticket gives you 3 chances to win a gun. And I want to call it Kel-Tec sub 2000 semi-automatic rifle, 5.7mm carbine. I didn't know nothing about it. It's a folding gun. I know nothing about this.
Folds it to stock.
Yeah, folding stock. And next one's called a Canic METE MC9 California version 9mm. And it comes with 2 magazines and 3 grip backstraps and a hard case. And there's a Winchester XP Hybrid Hunter 12-gauge shotgun. Anyway, I have tickets. They're only
$10. Is there going to be anything else that goes along with that besides, are they going to have a dinner or something like that, a fundraiser?
Well, the ticket's not going to be drawn until our meeting in October, which is a few months away.
Okay, so their fundraiser is just the gun raffle then.
Right.
Okay. So.
I have tickets. And my phone number, if you like tickets, somebody, if you're listening, please give a call and we'll get together somehow and I'll sell tickets. Tickets are only $10. And my phone number is 530-246-9131. And Carl, I found out something about these gun raffle tickets that I found out that any person who's any way involved with a local radio station, they're not prohibited from buying tickets.
I understand that. That's why I buy tickets for the Marine Corps Ball.
And I sell a lot of those, too.
I know you do. That's one of the ways that we keep our ticket prices down. So for dinner and the whole event is we sell these raffle tickets.
I take cash. Or I'll take a personal check, but I don't have no way of accepting a credit card.
Oh, okay.
Tickets are only $10. So give me a call, 530-246-9131. And I have tickets for sale. Just come on by. Or come by the Big Red Barn off of South Bonneview.
Okay. What else you got there? We'll put this up. Put your thing up. What else you got there?
On Monday, I went with Johnny Baker out to the Igo Cemetery and We went to this memorial service for a guy named Bill Van Sickle. I don't know him, but he's on a national list. He used to attend a meeting years ago, but I met his wife Pauline out there and the daughter Pam. And anyway, it was a nice service. Yesterday was the hottest day of the year so far.
I know, wasn't it? It was a
but the
word I want to use is just totally unacceptable.
This event was not in the chapel; it was outside under the cover. But
so, how many people were dropping out there?
No, it actually was pretty nice. It didn't reach 109 or what it was until about 5 o'clock. But 11 o'clock,
it wasn't too bad.
It was probably about. Not quite 90 yet, and there was a light breeze blowing, and it was actually fairly comfortable.
I try to never get to the horse after 10 o'clock because of the heat out there. Like, you know, if I turn her out into the big arena with no shade, she rolls, you know, like I have to spray her, cool her off after that practically. So, you know, it's hot, but it's going to start cooling down. We're going to have two more days of triple digits, and then it starts cooling down. Yeah. Well, Dick. Thank you for everything you do.
Yeah.
And I'm missing Frankie here today.
Yeah.
Frank,
yeah.
If I know you're listening, you get better quick, buddy.
And I want to say hi to my wife. She got up this morning when I did at 5:30. And August 17th, we're going to be married 69 years, which is coming up in 2 months. And if we behave ourselves and stay healthy, we'll make it to 70 years next year.
Okay. Well, you will. You will. I can't imagine you two not being there together.
Yeah.
What's in your fingers there? I only got like a minute. What is that?
This thing was given to me by Scarlett Rose.
Yeah.
You know, she was lucky enough to attend an event at the Arlington Cemetery.
Yeah, for the Coast Guard.
Yeah. Anyway,
I mean Merchant Marine.
Yeah, she would need some help for get an airline ticket, so our chapter gave her some, and my wife and I both donated to it. But anyway, this is a, you know, she's involved heavily in the Merchant Marines.
Yeah, it's a challenge coin, and it's about the Merchant Marine. Yeah, it's very nice. Ooh.
Anyway, she presented that to me at the Veterans Grove when we had that on
Memorial Day.
Yeah, when we were there
I was there.
Yeah, I saw you.
It was hard to not see me where they had me. Okay. Well, Dick, thanks a lot. Thanks for everything you do for our veterans and for our community.
Remember, come by and see us this Saturday, the 20th.
At the Waffle House.
Yeah, we're out there. It's the third Saturday of every month, third Saturday.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet, Dick. Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got a business here in town that can literally save your home if there's a fire. Literally can save your home. I'm excited to bring him here to talk about it. We had Tom Mahan talking about coating your roof. Well, this guy, wait till you hear what the product he has, local guy. Anyway, that's right after the break.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Five people are being held in connection with an alleged plot to launch an attack a couple of days ago at the White House.
FBI Director Kash Patel says multiple arrests were made by the agency as it disrupted planned attacks targeting the White House UFC show. The nature of the potential threat has not been disclosed. Additional details are expected to be revealed once charges are unsealed. A law enforcement official familiar with the matter says five people have been arrested from states including Ohio, Missouri, and California. The official spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity to discuss information not yet public. The Secret Service says it worked around the clock to identify those responsible and hold them accountable. Hiya Pinchwani, Washington.
Although the details have yet to be released, Iran claims the war-ending pact with the U.S. would require Israel to do something that it has so far refused to do.
Iran's top diplomat said Tuesday that the tentative deal to end the war would require Israel to withdraw from Lebanon, a condition Israel has already rejected. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Israel's occupation of southern Lebanon would violate the deal. The contradictory interpretations threatened to sink the agreement and lead to the resumption of an all-out war. The U.S. has not said whether Lebanon was part of the final agreement. It remains unclear what is in the agreement, as it has yet to be released to the public fully. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And President Trump says he will be sending details of the deal to Congress for its review. The Swiss Foreign Ministry says that a signing ceremony for the pact will take place on Friday at a resort near Lucerne.
Already trading in record territory, Wall Street could shatter more records today. The Dow is higher once again this morning. Well, the price of oil is falling amid optimism and relief over the U.S.-Iran agreement. Right now, the Dow is up 343 points. The Nasdaq, though, 103 points in the red, and the S&P is down 13. More on these stories, townhall.com.
There's a moment nobody talks about with weight loss. It's the moment it stops working. The diet that worked before doesn't. Eating less stops moving the scale. That's not random. When your body's under stress, it slows your metabolism. That's why quick fixes eventually fail. At PHC Weight Loss, they focus on restoring your metabolism. And right now, when you call and mention Mike G, you'll get 2 free weeks and they'll pay for the cost of your food. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit myphdweightloss.com.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Protesting the Iran regime, hundreds of demonstrators showed up outside the L.A. stadium where Team Iran was competing in the World Cup. Inside the stadium, flags of protest were waved in violation of FIFA rules.
Standing outside the stadium in Los Angeles, it was hard to see how politics could be separated from Iran's opening World Cup match. A few hundred protesters gathered outside, many carrying the pre-revolutionary line and sun flag, which has become a symbol of opposition to the regime in Tehran. They chanted against both government and the national team, which many here see as an extension of the Islamic Republic. Inside, the mood was very different. Thousands of fans cheered on the players, many insisting they were supporting Iran, not the government.
That's BBC Shaima Halil. The sibling owners of a Santo Domingo nightclub will stand trial for involuntary manslaughter after a roof collapse killed 236 people. They could get up to 2 years in prison if found guilty. News and analysis, townhall.com. Alfredo sauce, oh so good, but not in this case.
Federal health officials have issued a recall for Alfredo sauce distributed to dozens of U.S. states by a supplier because of potential salmonella contamination. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said in an enforcement report that the sauce was voluntarily recalled by the supplier because it contained a dry milk powder ingredient that was possibly contaminated with salmonella. The FDA said the Coffee Connection Company Incorporated, based in Lebanon, Tennessee, voluntarily recalled the sauce. Keith Peters reporting.
AI is advancing by leaps and bounds, and now NVIDIA's betting on artificial intelligence to revive U.S. manufacturing. The Silicon Valley company unveiling a major AI infrastructure upgrade, part of a $2 billion partnership with Coherent, involves a factory in Texas producing materials for lasers to enhance chip efficiency. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. You can go back there to our website, and if you miss a show, just go into our archives and listen to that show, or maybe you want to hear it again because it's got a lot of great information. Diamond Coat Roof Restoration would be one of those reasons, and my guest here in a couple minutes is the second one you may want to listen to a couple of times. Today, the 16th of June, 8:06 in the morning, news top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's here. And it's International Father's Week.
It was a national Universal Father's Week and
Universal
Animal Rights Awareness Week.
Animal Rights Awareness Week. It's also, in case you didn't notice it, yesterday was Elder Abuse Elder Abuse Day. You know, it's they put out all these purple flags out at the city hall. Awareness. Thank you. Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And they put all these little purple flags out in front of City Hall to remind people that this also was a big problem out there. The weather is going to be hot today. I think it's like 102 today. And the getting down into the 70s at night tomorrow. I'm sorry. Yeah, 104 today, 102 tomorrow. Then it starts cooling off on Wednesday, all the way down to 102. Thursday, 98, and it's getting down into the 80s on Friday. And Saturday, 91. Sunday starts warming up again, 97. And Monday, 98, but out of the triple digits after Wednesday. So, be aware of that. Be aware that you don't want to leave anything in the back of your car, that you want to be alive if you leave for a couple hours and your car with your windows rolled up gets up in the 130s. The sidewalk gets in the 140s. If you're walking your dog, put your hand on the sidewalk. If it burns your hand, you probably don't want to be walking your dog right then, too. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a business that's been in Anderson for close to 30 years. It started by Chuck and Judy Kinney. Now they have three generations of the Kinney family working there. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that provides outstanding service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, and other payment plans. Good people down there, Kinney family, doing outstanding work. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Nick Faulkner. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Oh, keep your mouth right there, buddy. These are great microphones, but they're very directional. You kind of look down and look away. It's kind of like a car going by. It kind of like, like that is the way I describe it. I've talked to Nick now for, I don't know, an hour and a half over the last few days because, for some reason that you, for another part of your business, a separate business. But we started talking about, the response ready. Ready system that you have, are providing to our residents up here in the North State.
Yeah.
So good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about you though first.
Yeah. So I live here in Redding. You know, I'm a local business owner. I own, you know, a couple businesses up here. One is a pressure washing and window cleaning business. I do stuff for, you know, Dignity. I've done a ton of work for McConnell. I do, you know,
We have seen the work. In fact, that's why we called you. You did a Friends of Our House, and it was just, whoa. Yeah. Plus you seal it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So I do a ton of that type of work. You know, more recently in 2025, I started a company called Response Ready Fire Systems, which was,
which is why the main reason that Nick is here. I mean, we're going to talk about his other business toward the end of the show, but Response Ready Fire Systems, when we were talking in at the house, he mentioned this, and then it just, my ears peaked up because of the capabilities you're offering our homes around here. So anyway,
Totally.
Explain what the system is, and I want to get into how did you come up with this?
Yeah. So, you know, the obvious is, you know, none of us are strangers to the devastation caused by wildfires. I mean,
right.
We saw what happened with the car fire. You know, more recently, when the Palisades fire ripped through down south, you know, I was actually on a ski trip with my family, and I saw a World News Tonight interview. You know, we're stuck in the hotel. We've got six channels or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's just put the news on replay. And so I came across this, this interview with a guy who was a retired school teacher and had put, you know, a pump and sprinkler system in, you know, in the backyard. And what was really interesting was, you know, they saved multiple homes, you know, in areas with this particular system by pumping water from the pool and feeding big water cannons. And so, you know, I'm looking at it going, okay, I know small engines. I'm very familiar with, you know, the inner workings of, you know, how that platform works. And so I immediately got back to Reading and went and approached a friend of mine who's a retired fire service guy, you know, did 30 plus years, and, you know, asked him, I said, hey, you know, Mike, does this make sense? Like, is it, you know, does a tool or a system like this really make that type of impact? And he was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Mike had actually lost his property in the car fire.
Wow.
And had a neighbor down the way that had, you know, kind of rigged some rainbirds together and essentially was, you know, using the pool pump in his backyard. And, you know, of several homes that burned down on the street, the neighbor who had these rainbirds set up, his house made it. And so that was kind of a light bulb moment for me. I'm going, okay, we know this works. So I, you know, started looking, trying to locate, you know, a system that, you know, would be sufficient even for my property. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing on the market. You know, there are pieces and parts and components. You know, there's a whole lot of, you know, development money that goes into, you know, equipping municipalities or fire service or, you know, those types of guys. But, you know, typically those types of systems are getting thrown in the back of a pickup truck. It's not really a system that's built specifically to, you know, set up and defend someone's personal home. And so I went to work on this. You know, I developed, you know, I went, my gosh, I've got, I have a lot of time and, you know, running through different pumps and hose configurations and pressures. And, you know, there was some science behind this, you know.
Yeah, this is something that when you want to provide this, you want to provide something that works.
Absolutely.
It's simple.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I realized immediately was, you know, so all of our pump systems are built on the Honda GX platform, which, you know, it's bulletproof. It's what the fire guys use. It's what forestry uses. I mean, they're bulletproof. But for homeowners, it can become a real nightmare because, you know, these engines typically run on gasoline. And as we know here in California, the gasoline, you know, is less than ideal. But it certainly is if you put a piece of equipment in the garage. I mean, we've all tried to restart a chainsaw or a weed eater or a lawnmower.
Power washer.
Yeah. After sitting in the garage all year. And so what we introduced was the first ever propane-powered fire suppression pump and system.
Okay, and we're going to end right there because we have to take a break. And we're going to come back and talk about this system that you have and some of the background because homes, a lot of times, as we saw during the car fire, we were having embers, and because it was exploding out there, that you had balls of pitch come flying in and hitting your house. And if you, I mean, I saw it on our house, and I'm spraying with water and put it out. But that is a huge problem. And but we're going to talk about your system, how it works, and why this is so valuable to this part of the country here. On the 21st of June, they're having the annual Father's Day Aviation Day, the 37th annual Aviation Day of Honor of Father. It's going to be Sunday, June 21st. It goes from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Benton Field Airport. If you want to, it's you can buy a pancake breakfast there with eggs and sausage, but you don't have to. This whole event is free. But the breakfast is really good, so you may want to look at that. You can see modern and vintage aircraft on display, experimental aircraft, warbirds, and CHP aircraft. And you can actually have airplane flights. It's available from Cardin Aircraft, or helicopter flights available from Air Shasta. Plus, you can fly the Experimental Aircraft Association's flight simulator. All of this Sunday, June 21st, starts at 7 a.m., free parking, free admission. For more information, call 530-356-2957. It's up there at Benton Airfield. Just go up and park and go in and enjoy yourself for Father's Day in the morning. And we'll be right back with Nick Faulkner.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Redding politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatments for work injuries, and we know work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family, and you're not getting the treatments because of denials or extended waits that shouldn't be, you need somebody on your side that understands workers' compensation, and that's Patrick Gorman. This guy is an expert. He worked for the insurance companies for a while and decided to say, hey, the other side needs good representation. So that's why he opened his office about 5 years ago. And he's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, right there in Palisadro. If you need help, call Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to an underling, and he's going to listen to you and what's happening to you. And he will give you the best legal representation that's around here by far. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. His website is GormanComplaw.com. And I'm here with Nick Faulkner, who is the founder response ready fire systems. When we left, we were talking about gasoline has a tendency to break down, and four stage nozzles have a tendency to need a lot of help and work on it. So you came up with a system that's single stage, but you're using propane. Why propane?
Well, you know, propane was an obvious answer to a problem we identified pretty early on. You know, one of the things that for whatever reason happens, a lot of these guys that are buying systems from us actually have existing, you know, fire pumps and things at their property. The my favorite thing to do when I'm doing a property assessment is, hey, let's go get the pump that's existing. Let's go get it out and start it. I don't think I've had one pump start. You know, this is an item honestly, this is an item that's going to get set in your garage, you know, and we hope you never have to use the thing. You know, we're hoping this thing collects dust, but you know, the kicker is, you know, if you do need to use it, you need emergency equipment to work. So, you know, by using our systems that are all powered by propane, I mean, propane is stable, you know, we offer, you know, twice a year, you know, checks and maintenance programs and what have you. You know, in theory, could you park one of our units in your garage and start it up in 3, 4, 5 years? There's a pretty good chance it would start. I can tell you with a gasoline powered system, it absolutely would not start. You know,
we can tell in a year.
Yeah.
If you're trying to start a small engine.
Yeah, absolutely. The other giant benefit is what we wanted to engineer into these systems. Cause again, you can buy components, but you know, having something that's fully engineered and pressure tested and all of this stuff, it's like we're drawing water from a pool and feeding these massive Emberline water cannons that are saturating the property. The big thing is the standard fuel cylinders or fuel tanks run for, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. So the concept of, hey, we've got an evacuation order in place. I need to get my family, you know, my loved ones, my belongings, you know, out of there and leave. It's like, by running on propane, our smaller unit or our smaller system will run 14.5 gallon, you know, a standard barbecue grill sized tank.
Well, Nick, explain the concept. What your system does?
Yeah, absolutely. So the stats vary a little bit, but it's absolutely shocking. But you know, it's debated a little bit. But 80 to 90% of structure loss is because of ember attack. So, you know, you've got a big fire going, it's ripping through dense timber or homes or wherever it's at. And you can have, we don't have big fire events typically without having big wind events. And so what can happen is these airborne embers travel 1-2 miles ahead of the fire front and drop in places like, you know, in mulch, on decks, you know, places that
one stuck to our side of our wall of our house.
Yeah.
I just happened to see it, thank God.
Absolutely. And so what our system is addressing, you know, a lot of people, and typically when somebody's thinking about their house burning down, they're going, okay, there's a giant wall of fire coming. That's actually not the case in many scenarios. You know, it's the embers dropping. And so by redirecting, you know, the pool water, and you know, another really startling, you know, thing is fire engines only carry 500 gallons of water. So when we're talking about a 25,000 gallon swimming pool, we're talking about 50 fire engines worth of resources sitting there. And so
what you do is you using the water that's available in your system, you cover the house.
Yeah, we're creating a protective zone over the entire property. And so what happens is as we're, you know, continuing to keep things wet, those embers that are traveling, you know, that are dropping places they're not supposed to, mm-hmm. are not able to ignite because we've raised the humidity level around the house. And so again, you know, with the propane, we're able to run. I mean, really, we're able to get 6, 7, 8 hours of runtime, depending on water. You know, if you have a ton of water, I mean, we had an install the other day. The guy's going to be able to run this thing for over 12 hours. I mean, so and with the propane, you're now able to do that. So he can evacuate safely, get the family, get the belongings, you know, the keepsakes and what have you out of there, and set this system up, knowing that even if he's not at the property, things are being...
Because you can start this up through Bluetooth.
Well, right? Yeah. So that was...
Or whatever it is.
So we've got an iPhone Android app that, you know, you can hook up on our larger system. You can actually remotely activate it from anywhere. So I've got systems that are 24/7 standby. You know, we've also got, you know, folks, we ran into a situation in Shingletown where, you know, and a lot of those guys, you know, sometimes the evacuation orders go in, you know, a day, 2 days in advance.
Oh, yeah.
And so once you're out, you're wide open. And so if you're thinking, okay, somebody's got 15,000 gallons, 25,000 gallons of water up there, if you trigger the system, if you trigger it when you leave, you may be out of water before the front or the risk or the danger is ever there. And so, you know, with our remote activation, we call it Response Ready Connect. Mm-hmm. You're able to turn the system on and off and monitor everything from your cell phone, which is pretty cool.
So when the fire's coming, as it gets closer, now, even though you've been gone a day, you can turn it on.
You can turn it on. Right. You can turn it, you know, and... You know, depending on how these are laid out, you know, you can turn them on, you know, while you're halfway, you know, across the world, you know, vacationing. You know, so it's a pretty cool thing.
Well, so what we're talking about is a system that literally covers your home. And, you know, and you can turn it on from, if you're in Spain, you can turn it on from Spain. And it covers your house with water. And depending on, and one of the things you told me yesterday was, you know, a lot of this fire comes through, it doesn't last 14 hours.
No.
This is like an hour, hour and a half, you know, scenario as it's coming through. So you could start this thing 3 or 4 hours before it gets there and then continue while the fire comes up to your home and you've got all this water.
Absolutely.
Pouring onto your house. And it you can't guarantee 100%, but it sure lessens the chances of anything happening.
Absolutely. And this is an additional layer of protection. I mean, people have to, you know, put home hardening measures in place. We've got to have ember.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment, about that too.
Yeah.
But besides just cutting down every tree around you and all the brush.
Yeah.
Which you want to show the insurance companies. Now you can show them that you've got a system that literally covers your house with water.
Absolutely. And there's some pretty cool stuff coming down the pipes with that. There's some legislation that is getting pushed to try and really help homeowners in a meaningful way with discounts for making some of these home hardening, you know, investments. And so there's some really cool stuff. But yeah, the big thing is it's like, you know, 80-90% of structure loss is caused by embers. So, you know, with our system, you're able to deploy, you know, anywhere from fit multiple fire engines worth of water at the push of a button. And so it's a pretty cool thing.
Oh yeah. And when we come back from the break too, it's, well, I don't have a swimming pool. Well, you don't need a swimming pool. There's other avenues out there, and Nick's going to talk about that when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, my barbershop. I've been going there 17 years. I got back, came into Reading. I didn't really worry about haircuts when I was in Iraq that much. First sergeant did them. And we'd always, if we were given, somebody said, hey, sir, would you cut my hair? I went, when you going back? When you rotating back, son? He says, if it was over 30 days, I'd cut his hair. If it was less than 30 days, I wouldn't, because people would laugh at him. But this barbershop is the best. I found them, never gone to another one. It's not a hair salon. It's an old-time barbershop. Two great guys, Tim and Logan, in there. Been in the same location since 1967, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway. Lucky Miller's, and now I understand Seven Llama's going to move into that spot, which is a good location. You won't get a bad haircut. You can make appointments that work on your schedule by calling them 530-244-9478 or use Booksy. That works too. Like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Nick Faulkner from Response Ready Fire Systems. We'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Everybody calls us a liar.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, the 16th of June, 8:35 in the morning. It's about, 80 right now, going up to 104. Be aware of that, my friends. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-2793. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And I'm here with Nick Faulkner, and he's the founder of Response Ready Fire Systems. And what he did was, when he saw what had happened down at the Palisades Fire, he started investigating the idea of, can we protect our homes with, you know, self-protect our homes by using water that's available to us now in systems that would cover the house with water and lower, drastically lower the chances of embers, which is the main reason, you know, flying embers that come out that start fires. And researched it, built his system based on the simplest thing he could find, single-stage pumps and propane, which is will last forever. And it actually has a system that you can use for 14 hours. It'll run 14 hours on a 5-gallon propane tank. firefighters, we love our firefighters. They're out there risking their lives all the time, but there's only so many of them. And, Nick, you brought up a good point during the break. When we were talking about this, you said, you know, especially ranches, places out there in Palo Cedro, Bella Vista, and on the outskirts of town right here, the firefighters are going to go to the place where there's the most homes to save the most as they can. Not because they don't want to, it's because they've got to save as much as they can when you've got a fire all around you. And that is an extremely good point. If you've got a, you know, you got a house on the outskirts of Ryan.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is there's a lot more roofs than there are fire trucks, you know.
Yeah.
We would all love to think, you know, if one of these major wildfire events comes in and the fire engine arrives in our driveway, but that's just not the reality. And so in developing these systems.
We just watching a fire truck go by.
Yeah.
You know, this type of day, when I see a fire truck, the whole thing, this was the big truck heading out.
Yeah, no, it is. So, you know, essentially what we're trying to do, it's like, you know, there are a whole bunch of folks that have water resources on their property, whether it be, you know, a swimming pool, water tanks, rivers, lakes. There's some pretty cool stuff if you can deploy that resource. You know, ultimately what we're trying to do is buy time, you know, and so in talking with some of the, you know, the fire professionals and looking at some of this stuff, it's like, you know, what's cool is, and we're working on some stuff right now, getting multiple systems and, you know, a pretty dense area because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, if you have a system, you know, your neighbor two doors down has a system and your neighbor, you know, further down the street has a system. What that does is in an emergency, that frees up resources for, you know, the firefighters to do what they need to do because
You're forming a fire break.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and that's what, you know, like our big water cannons, we call them Emberline water cannons. You know, and essentially what we're doing is creating a protective, you know, zone around people's properties. You know, one of the things that's pretty cool is, you know, we can run off swimming pools. If you have a swimming pool, great. There are some really cool technologies with some there are some Class A foam nozzles that say somebody has a property that, you know, they don't have a swimming pool, they don't have a river running through. You know, we can run some of our smaller systems off of standalone tanks. You've probably seen them, the big green standalone tanks. And so in cases like that, we can use, you know, solid core foam nozzles. And just for perspective, you know, I can take 50 gallons of water and turn it into 500 gallons of foam. And so there's some different solutions. You know, every property is different. One of the things that's cool, you know, on our website, getresponseready.com, we have a tool, an online tool there where you can plug in your address and actually build your system using, you know, the overhead imagery to kind of see, you know, every property is different. So, you know, I try to get out and do an assessment, especially here in Chattanooga. I'm a local guy. So if it's a system going in locally, you know, I'm going to get out there and do a quick property assessment. And, there's some cool stuff. There's some cool stuff.
The idea of the foam is, 50 gallons make 500, what?
500 gallons. Yeah. It's a 10-to-1
foam
ratio.
Now this foam is the same retardant as you see dropped. From the aircraft, but it's not pink.
Yeah.
Was it clear?
Yeah, it is clear.
I mean, you're not going to have your house pink, but guess what? If I had a pink house, because you can just wash it off anyway.
You can, yeah.
But it's clear, so that you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. No, and it's pretty cool. And I bring all that up to say, you know, just because you don't have, you know, 10, 15, 20,000 gallons sitting in your backyard doesn't mean you're without options. There are things that can be done. You know, I would say, you know, a giant percentage. I mean, you probably heard about the insurance crisis we have.
Oh, my
going
gosh.
On.
Yeah. We've had numerous shows about this.
Yeah.
Even the FAIR plan. The insurance of last resort is going up 30% in, I think, October 1st.
Insanity. It's insanity. And so, you know, and even with that, with, you know, from what I'm being told, it's like without all the different supplemental coverages, you know, mm-hmm. it's like a Swiss cheese policy. And so I think people are recognizing, you know, it's like every year we see these giant, you know, fire events, you know, and we're, yeah. and I kept looking around going, you know, everybody's so surprised. And it's like, it's clear to me, clear to a lot of people, it's getting worse, it's you not, know,
yeah. so it's not going away.
It's not going away. And so, you know, the intention here was there was no product that existed. There was no engineered system. I mean, again, you can buy components, you can do some yeah. things. But something that really hammers down when you need it is what we built.
You've got a plug and play.
It's totally plug and play. And, you know, that's another thing is, you know, a lot of our customers are, you know, single people or retirees. And, you know, we've done numerous tests. It's like, you know, even with our big system, our TAC 17, yeah. You can deploy that thing in under 25 minutes as a single person.
You mean putting it out?
Yeah, you can okay. get yeah. everything laid out and get your stuff and, you know, evacuate if that's what.
Because you've got the plan already. So you put your nozzle here and here and here yeah. and here, and then you just throw the hose into the pool.
You toss the suction line into the pool. But, yeah, and that's more, you know, whenever we do these.
Did I make that too simple?
No. It actually really is pretty simple. The only, you know, we're feeding, you know, our big water cannons, our Emberline water cannons are, you know, nearly 8 foot tall.
Oh.
And so, you know, when we're talking about setting your nozzles up, I mean, you're talking about creating a coverage, you know, typically like 100, 125 foot per water cannon.
Okay, so if you have, say, you got a house out in the country and it's a 3,000 square foot house,
yeah.
you know, just a normal type house, not yeah. weird or anything.
Yeah.
What would you put out there?
You know, it depends. So, I mean, we've got our water cannons that are like, it's like a yeah. tripod that you just kind of open up and set. We've also got pitch adjustable roof sprinklers that I'll tell you in a lot of applications make a whole lot of sense.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. We want to avoid in emergencies, you know, climbing up a really, you know, steep roof. And so in some cases, people are, you know, permanently installing the sprinklers on top of the roof.
That makes sense.
There's a bunch yeah. of different ways that we can do it. But, you know, yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It is simple. And you
it's
got
to be.
It's got to be.
They're stressed.
They're stressed.
Yeah. Hey, you're going to be you know, we're giving you the, you know, not the evacuation order, but the warning. At that point, you know, you go out there and set up your system, put in the suction hose, and then you can get out of there. And then when you're following it, you can turn it on via your
yeah.
telephone.
Yeah, and we have, you know, we've got the Response Ready Connect app. And then we also have the ability for somebody to just turn it on right there at the side of the pool.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, it's all kind of tailored. You know, when I come in and I talk with folks, it's like, you know, okay, well, I want to get a full rundown on the property, but I also want to figure out things like, hey, what, you know, are we in an area where evacuations go in, you know, into effect hours beforehand?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a situation where you need a hard-lined system because you're traveling or in the bay 6 months out of the year? So there's a bunch of different information that I'm going to collect whenever I come do a property assessment. But yeah, I mean we've kind of got something for everybody.
We got to take a break now, but I'm talking to Nick Faulkner from Response Ready Fire Systems, and what I'm hearing, this isn't the first time I've talked to Nick, and we're going to talk a little bit about his other business too, but. It just made sense to me that I said, you got to come on the show here because there's a lot of people out there with swimming pools and there's a lot of people out there with access to rivers and ponds and that kind of stuff. And they're out there or even inside town, but on the outskirts of town that, you know, living alongside the river that I know a very close friends of ours, if they had a system like this, it might have saved their house on the sack there when the car fire rolled through. So, we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting thin meals.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Hey, tomorrow the sheriff's going to join us. The sheriff's office is going to join us tomorrow and talk about what's going on there with the facility out there close to the SAC, plus where we are with our law enforcement at the county level. Today, though, we have Nick Faulkner, who is the president, CEO, and chief everything at the Response Ready Fire Systems. And what this is a pump and a number of water cannons that will surround your property. And it runs on propane. A 5-gallon propane tank will run for 14 hours. And what it does is it puts water all over your house. You can have sprinklers on top of your house. You have these water cannons sitting in your house. And what it does is you can't guarantee it, but it sure lessens the chance that the fire is going to hit your house and burn it down, because most of the fires are started by embers that are being pushed in front of the fires. They can't get a foothold on your property.
Yeah.
And he uses, you know, he can use swimming pools, ponds, tanks, rivers, anything that's got a water source. And if you don't have a huge water source, he's also got foam that you can put with, 5 gallons of water, 500?
It's a 10-to-1 ratio.
10-to-1 ratio.
You know,
okay.
If somebody's running off of a tank, so let's say somebody's listening, it's like, well, Nick, I don't have a pool, I don't have a lake, I don't have a river. You know, you can run off of a tank using solid, I like the solid core foam nozzles. The shelf life is like forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you can turn 50 gallons of water into 500 gallons of foam.
And how much would that cover?
A lot.
500 gallons of foam?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, we're talking, you know.
Okay, let's go back to the 2,000 square foot house.
Yeah.
So you have 50 gallons of water. Now you have 500 gallons of foam.
Yeah. I mean, you could, with 100 gallons of water, you could pretty well douse, you know, a house that size.
Okay.
Now, you know, you're also going to be, you know, not even, you're not going to just put it on the house. I mean, the big thing is shrubs, bushes.
Yeah, you cover everything.
You just cover everything. Now, that's something you only do if you know you've got, you know, an imminent threat.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fire you can see and that's your partner's blood.
Yeah, and, one of the things, that we had talked about earlier is a lot of the systems that I'm selling are going to homes where people already had pre-existing fire equipment. You know, it was interesting. We did an install in Red Bluff, you know, about a week and a half ago. This guy was... You know, about a quarter mile from some properties, you know, there's more densely packed properties about a quarter mile from him. So he was okay, hey, listen, if resources get dispatched, they've got to go handle all of the guys over there. He's kind of off to the side. You know, the other thing was, he has horses. He has livestock. He's got, you know, his exact words were, Nick, I have other things I have to worry about at an emergency.
Of course,
And so I need something set up and in place that's bulletproof so that I don't have to think about stuff. Interestingly enough, you know, it's like a lot, what I'm discovering is that a lot of the folks that are having these installs done are people that have really been affected. You know, we had a couple in Paradise that we did an install for. I mean, it was, I hadn't spent a lot of time in Paradise, but just looking at the devastation, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, those guys get it. You know,
they understand it.
That's the thing is with fires, we don't get a practice run. We don't get a, you know, try again and start over.
No, it's gone.
It's gone. And so, you know, having equipment, I mean, engineered equipment in place that has been, I mean, thousands of hours of testing, it's hilarious because a lot of the research and development goes into stuff that's going to municipalities or Cal Fire or wherever. And I've had a couple, you know, Cal Fire guys look at it and they go, man, this stuff's nicer than what we've got in the field, you know, but it's because
it's got to be bulletproof.
Well, it's got to be bulletproof. And we're not engineering this stuff to work, you know, 3-4 seasons. You know, this stuff, I mean, we're using stainless steel valves. We're using...
No plastic or anywhere.
Yeah,
or
we're not using any kind of, you know, silliness. We're using stage, you know, really nice components. You know, stuff that's going to work.
You know?
Yeah. So
I think your idea is just, like I said, you came over. You have another business, which is power washing and all types of things. You've worked big, you know, big, huge jobs, but you can also... You also go to homes and take care of that. And then you seal it so you don't have to worry about moss and all that stuff. And that's where Nick came over. And then we almost immediately transitioned into this, where I got the reason that I'm so much for this type of idea is because I've had friends, really good friends, lose their homes. And they had access to water. And if they had had this system, the system had been invented then, maybe they wouldn't have lost their homes. Or they're at that spot where their Cal Fire's not going to get to them at all. I mean, it's just too far out, even though they're beautiful homes and all this. But they've got streams and ponds. So it gives them – what it does is it gives them survival time. You can't guarantee it, but at least you're giving it a shot.
Yeah. You know, one of the things and getting in here and working with so many different people that I've discovered is it's like, you know, it's really hard to replace you know, 20 years of memories and a life.
40
you've built.
Years. Yeah.
You know, and so it's like, you know, insurance doesn't foot the bill for a lot of the stuff that people here in Shasta County and around are trying to protect. And so giving people, you know, I mean, there's so many people that I talk to that are like, you know, Nick, I'm not leaving. You know, but in some of those cases, it's like, you know, what we don't want is for it to turn into a, you know, an event where now, you know, the firemen are having to go in and save people. Cause that does happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it absolutely does happen. So with our systems, you're able, if you have to evacuate, if something mandatory goes into effect, you can do it and know that you're not just, you know, flapping in the wind. There's a system there.
Let's talk about, you know, something you brought up, people with horses or animals out there. When you're trying to get your horses loaded, though, I'm always amazed about people that have horses don't have horse trailers. I'm totally amazed by that. But then you could have that system not only in your house, but on your barn.
Yeah, we have a few that are actually on the house and on the barn.
Yeah, I imagine
so,
you would.
You know, which is cool. In some case, you know, like the install in Red Bluff, you know, he's trying to get horses loaded. He is trying to, you know, there's a million different things running through their head if something like that, something like a wildfire, you know, came through. And so having a plan in place, I think a lot of people see the value in that.
Okay. Nick Faulkner, he's the founder of Response Ready Fire Systems. How do people get a hold of you, first of all?
You know, the easiest way to get a hold of us is on our website, which is getresponseready.com. You can also call by phone at 877-FIRE-READY. That's the easiest way to get a hold of us. There's a form on the website that you can submit. I just need basic information, name, phone number, email, property address, and I will personally reach out and, you know, set you up for an assessment.
Okay, I'm trying. Let me see here. Get ready response.
Get response ready.
Oh, get response ready. What did I write down there? I probably put the wrong thing in. No, I got it. Okay. Yeah. But look it up, getresponseready.com. All right. And if nothing else, you know, call Nick and have him look at it because he may have a solution that one drops your insurance rates. Also can save everything you've been building over the last, you know, whatever, from 5 to 50 years.
Right.
Out there. Yeah. Great idea. Everything, you know, that you worked on with the engineering, the pumps, the propane ideas, the laying it out, the overhead looks, all of that.
Yeah.
You've given a lot of thought to this.
Yes.
Talk to Nick because, you know, when he comes out and looks at your property, he's going to be able to lay it all out for you. And we've tried to give as much information as possible. And you can go back and listen to the show, of course, in the archives. But thank you so much for being with us, Nick.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You betcha, buddy. Okay, everybody, it's going to be hot out there. Be aware. Hydrate. If you see somebody laying on the sidewalk, call 911 and get them some help. And God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.